Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Among others here to break it down, it's Vinny and Haiti, Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, longtime NFL writer, friend of our show, Howard Balzer. Howard, good morning. And before we get to Lamar's perfect rating, fourth of his career, what's going on in Arizona? All of a sudden, they've won three in a row. They're in first place in the division. They spanked the Bears. Only one team in the West has a positive point differential right now. But, boy, the Cardinals trending in the right direction at the right time, I guess.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, of course, they're the only team in the division with a winning record, which certainly puts them in a pretty good position coming down the second half of the season. But the big thing is, and I have this term I use quite often called collective amnesia, because I think that a lot of times people, we forget what we said last week or the week before or the before the season. And when the schedule came out in May, everyone looked at the Cardinals schedule and said, boy, this is going to be a bear for the first half of the season. Unbelievable. Six of the first eight games against playoff teams from last season. So if they can weather that storm, it gets a lot more bearable, if you will, in the second half. And yet they lose to the Packers in a bad game several weeks ago, and they're 2-4, and people forgot everything they said about the schedule and are saying, oh, the rebuild isn't working, what's going on, blah, blah. You know, the NFL is the king of overreaction leagues. Well, here they then won some close games, two on walk-off field goals, kind of, you know, dominated yesterday's game. And this second half of the season, they don't, anybody can beat anybody. We know that in the NFL. But in the second half of the season, they're only playing three teams that were in the playoffs last year. And entering yesterday, the record of their teams in the second half is 28-40, current records. And so they have an opportunity here to continue what they've been doing. And they believe in themselves. And they're not tremendously talented at a lot of spots, but, you know, they make plays when they need to. Yesterday, they dominated against the Bears in the run game. Kyler Murray only threw 20 passes in the entire game, and they had 173 yards rushing at halftime. So they can beat you in a variety of ways, and that's what they're doing. Now they got the Jets coming in this week, and then the bye. So, here's the thing, too. Jonathan Gannon has a lot of things that kind of bore people sometimes, you know, with all the little sayings, you know, keep the main thing. And, you know, what happened Sunday doesn't matter. And he said it yesterday. Hey, the most important day is tomorrow as we start preparing for the next game. And the players parrot that. The players say those same things and they believe in it. It says, doesn't matter what we did Sunday, just got to go out and try to do it again next week. And I think that's this together attitude that this team has, a young team, but with some guys with some real significant leaders, you know, like Murray, like James Conner, like Buda Baker, even Kelvin Beachum at right tackle, filling in for the guy, Jonah Williams, who started the season. So, you know, those guys set the tone, and the young guys are following it very closely.
All right, staying in the NFC, you mentioned overreactions. New Orleans fired or relieved Dennis Allen of his duties today. Seven-game losing streak, overreacting there, an appropriate decision at this time.
Yeah, you could kind of see this one coming. What's crazy is that, you know, it was a pretty solid team last year. They started the season with two big wins, and then since then, it's just gone south. And nothing is going right for them. Nothing is working. I don't know that changing a coach in the middle of the season ever really makes a difference. But a lot of times general managers, owners think, well, this isn't going anywhere. Might as well make the change now and start our planning and thinking about what comes next. And we had an overreaction, certainly, with the Raiders, who fired three offensive coaches last night, including the offensive coordinator. And if I'm those coaches, I'm saying, well, hey, thanks for giving us a quarterback, right? You know, here's all these things. Oh, Antonio Pierce, you know, he did a great job last year as the interim coach, set a standard, set a personality on the team. And then they went into the season with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell at quarterback. Well, bottom line is you're not going to win many games with those guys on a week-to-week consistent basis. So we'll see what the Raiders do next when this season completes.
Now, Howard, how many more trades are we going to see today and tomorrow?
There'll probably be a decent amount. I mean, I checked last year. I think there were eight trades. On deadline day. When you look at it afterwards, you say, boy, a lot of them didn't really make that much of a difference. And, you know, a lot of people overreact. I mean, this is, you know, it's halfway through the season. It's not easy to come into a new team, especially when you've been traded for and there's this expectation that player is going to make an impact. But now, unless there's a real knowledge, a little bit of at least familiarity with the way the offense or defense is run, whatever side of the ball the guy comes in on, you've got to get up to speed with a new scheme, a new way to do things, new players, all those things. That doesn't happen overnight. And so, but there's a lot of expectations when that happens. So there will be deals. There won't be a huge number, but I do expect there to be some, certainly. And there's been other deals this month, especially with wide receivers. Mm-hmm. The teams have made, you know, to try to make that push, in the second half of the season.
I think, Howard, today, tomorrow, it's going to be the pass rushers because, you know, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are looking for that, like Detroit, Baltimore, you know, there's a bunch of them. So I'm kind of expecting to see some of those guys move over the next 24 hours.
It could be, you know, most teams, we all know how hard it is to find good edge rushers.
Yeah.
And so most teams, if they have one, even if they're a team not with a good record, they're figuring, well, we still need a guy for the future. And so a lot of teams aren't willing to give up those guys. You know, all the fans scream, make a trade, make a trade, make a trade to get somebody. But then then you throw out all the names like, you know, Aziz Ojulari with the Giants and Za'Darius Smith and, you know, guys like that. And maybe they'll be dealt. Who knows? But it's got to be a right fit for the team that's getting them. And most of those pass rushers, they'll be used in a rotation when they come in. Because, like I said, you know, I think people have this, this perspective, this perception that defenses are easy. You know, just plug a guy in and just let him play. Well, it's not so easy anymore with all the different defensive calls and the different packages the teams use. So, if a team does get a pass rusher, it'll probably be a guy who probably only be out there maybe 30% plus in the snaps to try to get an impact there. But like I said, it's hard to make an impact when you come into a team at this late stage of the season.
Hey, Howard, what about the Chargers, man? I'm telling you, Jim Harbaugh, all he does is win. And they're sitting 6-3. They're getting better, and the quarterback's getting better, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I think they're 5-3, maybe 6-3. But, yeah, they're a good, solid team, no doubt about it. And when everything's clicking for them, and Justin Herbert, obviously, and the players around him, that's a pretty good football team, obviously. And so, you know, they probably don't have enough to overtake the Chiefs in that division, but obviously they're in the hunt for a wild card spot with the way the AFC East is playing. Won't be a wild card from that division. And so we'll see how that all, you know, shakes out, where there's not that many, you know, you got the division leaders in a lot of these divisions, and everybody else right now, except for the AFC North, isn't very good.
Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NFC East, give us a winner right now, Howard Balzer, not to put you on the spot, because it looks like it's down to two teams here on November the 4th.
Yeah, it is, the Commanders and the Eagles. And the Eagles have bounced back from that difficult finish last season. And we'll see if they have enough. I mean, you know, can the Commanders play well in November and December? And they're very confident in themselves. And so Jaden Daniels has been a revelation there, obviously. And he just makes plays, as that whole team does. So I'm going to say the Commanders. I'm going to say the Commanders are going to do it coming down the stretch, but you certainly can't count out the Eagles.
Howard Balzer, where we read and listening and all the good stuff following your NFL expertise?
CardsWire.usa.com. USAtoday.com. A lot of content there. And even though it's Cardinal-centric, I will throw in some national things and trends and all that and some of the stuff I do. CardsWire.USAtoday.com.
And what about Lamar with the perfect rating? Don't you have a tidbit on that one here?
Well, we could talk about it for a while, but I'll try to be as succinct as possible. This whole perfect rating, somebody, I don't know how many years ago, decided to call 158.3 a perfect rating. Well, anyway, someone should just look at that and say, well, how could you come up with 158.3 and say that's perfect? Well, because when the system started 50 years ago, they established top numbers in each of the four categories that no one gets credit for statistics that go higher than that. And one of the reasons is they never expected the system to be used in games. It was mostly to be used for ranking the quarterbacks for seasons. And so once they started using it in games, all of a sudden you had this. Well, you know, the top, I'll give you one example. The top completion percentage that you can earn rating points for is 77.5. Well, Lamar Jackson yesterday was what, 84.2. So every percentage over 77.5 doesn't count towards the rating. And so I said to the NFL, open this thing up. You know, there's a whole bunch of players that have had 158.3, but it is possible to get a higher rating than that if you just open up the system and account for every statistic a player could get in a game. And I have a formula, guys. I have a formula. Lamar Jackson's rating yesterday should have been 186.3, not 158.3, because of the, you know, the large number, obviously, completion percentage, yards per attempt, and touchdown percentage. But for some reason, maybe at one point someone said to me, well, maybe the NFL likes having it called a perfect passer rating. Well, the NFL doesn't call it that. If you look at the press releases they send out, they call it the highest attainable rating, which is the accurate way of describing it. But why have that be the highest attainable rating? Open it up. I've said that over and over and over. But my
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Please land on deaf ears.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.